Let's define authority. Authority. I want you to picture a minute an authority figure in your life, a teacher, a boss, a parent, an uncle or aunt, that was a positive authority. Somebody who didn't scare you or intimidate you into behavior. Not a punitive authority figure, but somebody who, you know, haven't you ever met teachers or managers who just walked in the room and they had authority? Why is that? Who has authority and who doesn't? What gives you authority? How come some parents beg and always negotiate and make deals and scream or threaten, and other parents don't have to? Authority is confidence, and it partly comes from attachment. If your children aren't attached to you, they don't have to care about you. Just like we didn't care about a substitute teacher. That's when children act out, when the substitute teacher comes in, because it's, you know, it's a bit anonymous. You're not really attached to that teacher, and there's not as much accountability. Attachment is key to having authority. Your consistency in your systems or your rules is key. If you had a boss or a manager who was inconsistent and you couldn't tell how they were going to manage you or whether you were going to have privileges that day or how long you were going to have to work, and it was really based on their mood or how tired they were, how they felt in that moment, which many of us do as parents, we wouldn't respect that boss because he or she has no system for making decisions. Authority comes from boundaries, having good boundaries. If you as a parent try to be a friend, a confidant, sometimes you're buddies with your kids and sometimes you're the boss, it's harder. This is another thing that makes parenting more difficult right now, is that we're trying to play with our kids and be their friends and entertain them and schlep them everywhere for fun, and we're managing their behavior and trying to give them directives and tell them what to do. In previous generations of parenting, there was a nurturer. They went to school to play. The mothers didn't feel as guilty or as bound to play with their children and entertain them, and the fathers were the disciplinarians. I'm not saying that's a right way, but the boundaries were clear. Now the boundaries are fuzzy. Makes it harder. Trust goes with consistency. You trust, somebody has authority if you trust them. Authenticity, being authentic, not sarcastic, and being true to your heart, apologizing when you should, giving them an explanation, not too long and only once, but giving them your reasoning from your heart for why you changed your mind or why you made the decisions you did, all make up authority. You know, it's funny to say, but body language and your voice is a big piece of having authority. I have coached a lot of people in my office just on their voice. They're so addicted to screaming or talking in a certain tone to their children that if they watch themselves on tape, which sometimes I have them do, literally videotape themselves, or if they listened to themselves on a recorder, they would be embarrassed to play it in front of anyone outside the family because the tone is harsh, or they raise their voices a lot, and it doesn't convey confidence to our children. So let's move on to less threatening and less bribing.